Hi, this is Julie.
This is Liz.
This is Sheila.
This is Monica.
This is Leanne.
We are the Satellite Sisters.
You are listening to Satellite Sisters to Go.
We are the Satellite Sisters. Welcome to the show. I cannot believe it is July 1st. Am I the only one, sisters? Is this shocking that it could possibly be July 1st?
It's pretty hot out, Liz, in about most of the country, so it kind of feels like July.
I guess. I don't know. So I'm here. This is Liz in Santa Monica. Julie, it's pretty hot in Dallas, Texas, I take it,
yeah.
Huh?
Yes. Yeah. I'm happy to see on the news that are about 20 other states where they're having heat waves, so welcome to my world.
Sheila, you're in South Pasadena, California.
Yes, I cranked up the AC last night for a brief interlude, and then I quickly fell asleep with the cool air. It was nice.
Okay, mini cool down. And Monica, has it stopped raining yet in Portland, Oregon?
No, it hasn't, Liz. No, it has not. Very cool today, cloudy, overcast, about 70. Actually, a very nice day, summer day, compared to the rest of the country.
You've lived in Portland too long, Monica.
Well, you know what? I know summer starts next week. I know it starts July 5th, and I saw the weather forecast, and lo and behold, it's going to be 80 degrees next weekend, so I'm ready for it.
Okay. Well, if you ever want to keep up with the Satellite Sisters, everything is at satellitesisters.com. We also have a Facebook group, so join the Satellite Sisters group at Facebook. We tweet under @SatSisters. And what else we got going on? Just all that stuff. We're at iTunes. We're at Stitcher. So there are lots of ways to stay in touch with us. But I got to say, this week, I was in a country this week where it's actually winter, sisters. So I did lose touch with all the heat and the fires in the United States of America because I was in the Southern Hemisphere where it was actually winter. And
where were you, Liz?
I was in Argentina.
That's right. Well, okay.
In addition to jet lag, does it throw you off to, like, go to winter from summer?
Well, I got to say, the Buenos Aires winter is not harsh. It was like 50 degrees. So the Buenos Aires winter is actually milder than the Portland, Oregon summer. But it was at the last minute that I realized, oh, my God, it's a whole different season. It's opposite seasons down there, that I threw in all of this heavy clothing that I totally did not need. But, yes, it could potentially throw you off. It's not like I was in the Andes Mountains in the snow. That might have been a shocker.
You didn't have to eat anybody to survive.
No, but, you know, you leave for 5 days, right? I left Monday. I got back Saturday morning. You turn your back on the United States of America for, like, 5 days, and unbelievable things happen in the news. Just like, first of all, you know, Nora Ephron died. I heard that like 3 days later, but that made me incredibly sad. Wouldn't you say, sisters, that Nora Ephron is a solid gold Satellite Sister? She was a fantastic guest on our show.
Absolutely. And do you ever tire of ever reading her books again or watching, you know, Sleepless in Seattle, You've Got Mail? Do you ever, you know, When Harry Met Sally, do you ever tire of watching those? I mean, I could watch those every single day of the week.
Yeah.
It was so sad. It was just incredibly sad. And to read all the articles and then all the responses of people who loved her, it was moving. It was.
You could really tell about Nora Ephron, just based on what her friends said about her, that she was in a real sisterhood, too. You know, we had talked to her when she was on Satellite Sisters about her relationship with her sister. Obviously, they worked a lot together. So that was nice. But she definitely had this gang of girls that hung out and had a lot of fun together. So, you know, Nora Ephron, we'll miss you. Okay, then the next big healthcare, the healthcare ruling, I totally missed that. I was actually standing in a meeting in a room in a hotel, and some guy was showing me something on his iPad, and a news alert popped up on his iPad saying how the Supreme Court had ruled, and he kept talking about this other thing, because he's not from America, he doesn't care, right? And he's talking about this other thing, I'm like, stop, wait a minute, what did your news alert just say? And it was already off his screen. So I actually had to run back to my hotel room that night, desperately turning on CNN to try to figure out what happened today, and I turned on CNN, it was like a knife through my heart. On CNN, it was Piers Morgan interviewing Rael Hunter.
Oh.
You know?
Oh.
That's
what you want, the news.
I know. whatever happened to the news? Whatever happened to the news? Anyway, so I had to actually turn to the BBC in South America to get the news about the United States Supreme Court ruling. Anyway, so there was that. And then, like, I landed bleary-eyed. And, of course, the only news, any of the headlines I saw when I got to Miami early Saturday morning was the Tomcat divorce. That was a shocker, too, wouldn't you say?
But I think they timed it. They slipped it in right after the healthcare decision and shortly after the attorney general was found in contempt. Then, boom, they filed those divorce papers and announced that as if people were going to be so tired by late Friday afternoon that they wouldn't bother to get worked up about Tom and Katie getting divorced.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not exactly worked up about it. I'm not sure under any circumstances I would have gotten worked up about it. It was just like, whoa, one more thing that you didn't really expect. So I did spend a little bit of Saturday afternoon trying to catch up on all of the important news that I missed by watching the entire week's worth of The Daily Show on TiVo. So,
Now there's a very credible news source. Good work, Liz.
It's better than CNN, Julie. I am sad to say, better than CNN in our current world.
And Liz, not to mention, you missed a fantastic week of the Olympic trials. Every night in prime time on NBC, still going on. I mean, it was just track and field one night, swimming the next night. I just don't remember. In past years, the Olympic trials getting so much coverage, and it was so much fun. And now you know who's going to the Olympics, right. And now it was like a pre-Olympic getting psyched up period. It was very, very exciting. Of course, I was very disappointed every time they tuned in to the track and field trials in Eugene. It was pouring rain and cloudy, 60 degrees.
Summertime. That's your kind of weather, Monica.
Well, I know tonight there are more swimming finals on, so I already have that programmed into my TiVo. Because isn't tonight the night that Dara Torres' events are swum? So, you know, anyway, and never mind Ryan Lochte, of course, who's really who we're all tuning in for.
Well, you guys are doing a lot more than I'm doing.
Didn't you watch the swimming trials?
No, I haven't. I've been in a news blackout. Just a lot of other stuff's going on this week. But never mind.
Okay. All right.
Speaking of swimmers, I want to put a little shout out for the 17-year-old phenom, Missy Franklin. Okay.
Oh, she's amazing, Julie.
Okay. Monica, she swam on the same little local team as my niece in Colorado. And in fact, I saw Missy Franklin swim at a swim meet one time when I was visiting my niece in Denver.
So you must feel very close to her.
I do. I feel very close to her. Liz, she's qualified for 6 events. She's,
oh, my God.
She's going to swim tonight. She happens to hold the world record in this event tonight. So there's a slight chance that she's going to qualify for this event as well.
Well, today was an unbelievable sporting day, I have to say, because I was planning to spend another day just on the couch. And having to choose earlier today between Wimbledon, the Tour de France, and Euro 2012, that was tough. That was tough. But tonight, it's swimming all the way. Swimming all the way. All right, what else is going on in the world?
Well, I have some news.
Okay.
I found a baby this week. I found a baby.
What?
What does that mean? Like on your front doorstep in a basket?
No. I am house sitting for my son and daughter-in-law. They live in Dallas, not in my neighborhood, in another neighborhood. So my husband and I and our faithful dog Zorro, we went over to the house and we fed the fish and we watered the plants and we were walking home back to our house and we happened to see an elderly man and a 12-month, maybe 13-month-old toddler, just sort of playing in the driveway, and the elderly man was very attentive to this toddler. He was kind of following the little baby's every step. And I said to Trem, I said, isn't that cute? Isn't he a doting grandfather? So as we walked by the elderly man and the baby, we said, oh, your grandson is so cute. And the man said, this isn't my baby. We were like,
oh, that's a shocker.
Yes, Monica.
Wow.
Shocker. I was like, what do you mean it's not your babies? He said, I just found this baby. This baby's just out here on the street.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, what do you mean the baby was out on the street? He said, yeah, I just was walking by and this baby was out on the street. So I was just following the baby. I thought the baby would lead himself home, find his own home.
Like a dog.
But that's what I said. The baby's not a dog.
Babies don't know their way home.
It's not your baby. I was like, it's a 13 month, maybe 12. He was walking and he was steady on his feet. But he was like 12 or 13 months old.
That's so dangerous.
Sheila, yes. It was. Hello.
Julie, did you go into complete panic mode?
Yes. First thing I did is I scooped up the baby.
Good for you.
Yes. Just picked up that baby. And the elderly man, he was trying, but obviously didn't have a lot of experience with babies. He was just going to follow that baby.
Well, how often do you, do you see a toddler wandering aimlessly?
I know. Okay. So now we're like, okay, where's the cell phones? We need to call 911. We have a lost baby. You know, we need to take some action. Okay. Sisters, you know my dear husband. Does he have a cell phone? Is it sort of like attached to his ear? Have you ever seen him when he doesn't have a cell phone?
I've never seen him without a phone. No. I've never seen him when he's not on the phone.
Right. No phone.
He didn't have a phone?
No, we have a missing baby. We have just found a little baby, cute little boy, okay, in his PJs with a Harvard T-shirt on. Just walking around.
So a smart baby.
Well, I don't know how smart.
Super baby, already at Harvard.
Super baby. Okay, he's out walking around. So the elderly man, we were like, do you have a phone? He's like, no, I don't have a phone. I was like, we have got to get to a phone. So we start knocking on doors all around where we are, because there are lots of little houses, and we start knocking on doors saying, we found a baby.
Is the baby crying or upset?
No, Sheila, because the baby's with Nana. I am a professional grandmother, as you know. So I did not want the baby upset. He seemed to understand that, you know, he was with a professional and that he wasn't crying. He was, you know, he was happy to be carried around. He seemed to like some emotion.
Were you tempted to take him back home, Julian, and feed him lunch?
No, honestly, Sheila, this was a baby that was like alone.
That is so scary.
For no other adults other than Trem and myself and this
elderly man. A well-meaning but not that helpful elderly man.
Yes. So Trem, my husband knocks on the door of a house across the street. And there, you know, and I don't know what he said, but a father came out. Okay. This guy was white. He had turned, he was ashen color.
Oh no.
His son was out on the street, across the street. I think old father had been left in charge, you know, while mom is, you know, I don't know what she was doing. Trem said there was a Starbucks cup of coffee on the dining room table, which he could see as he went into the house.
Trem was gathering facts.
I mean, again, we had a baby, Monica. We had responsibilities, right? We just didn't want to turn him over. But as soon as the baby, super baby, in my arms saw the man, he leaned right for him and went for him. It was obviously his father. It was, and so we gave the baby.
Did you ask for identification?
But, you know, Sheila, you know, it was obvious that that the baby was his, you know, and he couldn't even speak because he knew he had done.
That's bad.
That is really bad.
That somehow the baby had gotten out of the house and was wandering down the street.
Holy moly.
So, you know, all's well that ends well. The baby was with his father, you know, and everything was great. But then as soon as he went right back into the house with the baby. But then I thought, then on our way home, I was like, now, was that guy all right? I mean, he wasn't like, you know, on drugs. He wasn't drunk. Because then I started to doubt myself. Like, maybe we should have called the police. You know, maybe we should have waited for the police to come, you know. But
no, Julie, just don't get that involved. I mean.
Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling there with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for a part of the summer, yeah. I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. Butcher Box gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your Butcher Box account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your Butcher Box on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox. Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank PROS for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz, my hair from PROS is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that PROS hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, PROS is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leanne Dolan? Yes, I do. I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, PROS, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leanne's, okay? And I'm using it. PROS isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. So, PROS, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos, too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leanne and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, PROS. PROS is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And PROS is spelled P-R-O-S-E, pros.com/sisters. Thanks, PROS.
But it was her baby, Sheila. You know, you wanted to make sure that the baby was, safe at home. So
you did the right thing. And the grandfather, I mean, the man following the baby, that's hysterical.
That's hysterical. Now, I'm wondering, when the mother of the baby gets home from wherever she was, whether the father ever tells her about this whole scenario. I'm guessing that will be the little secret between the baby and the dad, wouldn't you say?
Yes, Liz.
But I'm telling you this because we walked down the street on our way to our son and daughter-in-law's house all the time. And we went by that house again today. And we looked in and we said, how's our baby? They have a big picture window in the front. And we were, we just want to check on our baby as we go by. But I mean, that.
Next thing you know, Julie's going to be having lunch with the mother, giving her the whole story
for our podcast. I don't know, but I mean, it is, you know, that someone, you know, God was watching over that baby wasn't taken, that the baby wasn't hit in a car, that, you know, that no harm came to that child.
That's unbelievable.
That child was out on the street at least for the 5 or 10 minutes that we saw as we walked down the street watching this elderly man follow the baby.
Try to corral the baby.
No, he wasn't trying to corral him at all. Just he was walking right behind
him. Okay,
good work, professional Nana. That baby is just lucky it was you.
I know.
Well, I didn't find any babies this week, but I sure had a lot of drama. I mean, I can whip myself up into a lather. And Monica, you were partially privy to my car meltdown, weren't you?
There were a couple of hysterical phone calls from you last week.
Yes. Well, all I want to say is, okay, I'm going to begin this by saying I love my car. I love the car that you gave me, Liz.
Yes, don't worry. Whatever is happening with the car, it's your car now. I have no emotional bond with your car. So feel free to be open about your feelings about that.
I have an emotional bond to it. And so basically, I had to rescue the car from the jaws of my mechanic. And
wait a minute. Haven't you told us on an earlier podcast how much you loved your mechanic?
Loved him. Just loved him. So I'll tell you what happened, Julie. I have a Saab. I go to a special Saab Volvo expert. And the head mechanic, Christian, is Swedish. So he wears clogs. He wears a jumpsuit. And you can't understand a word he says.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he's a genius. I mean, he worked on the original Volvo engine. And he's never lied to me. I've always trusted him.
Well, he may have lied to you, but you just couldn't understand what he was saying.
So I'm leaving work about a month ago. This started a month ago. And the head of maintenance, this guy, Ray, looked at my car and goes, Sheila, you're not going to drive home on those tires, are you? I said, what do you mean? He goes, they're completely bald. And he showed me, like, the wires were sticking out, the tires. He's like, you have to get new tires, like, immediately. I said, okay, all right, I'll just go to my mechanic that I love. And I said, it's a good thing that you mentioned that because he goes, you know, you could get killed on the highway driving in those tires. I said, Ray, I'll tell you a little secret. I'm not doing too well anyway because my seatbelt broke. He goes, your seatbelt broke? I said, yeah, my seatbelt has been broken for a while. I just haven't had time to go down and fix it.
What do you do? Just lay it across your lap?
I do like a fake pullover, like a comb over. You put it. I've been wearing it, but it's done. I mean, I literally could have died both ways. I mean, you know, just like bald tires, no seatbelt.
Okay.
So I cancel my tutoring. I go down to the mechanic, and I said, listen, you know, these tires, the seatbelt, okay. You know, so they, oddly enough, this has happened before with the seatbelt. It's probably defective, whatever. I don't want to go into it. But basically what happened was the tires, 4 new tires, no problem. Boom. They couldn't find the right seatbelt. And then they told me they ordered it, and then they ordered a used one. It didn't work. And at some point, I was calling every day. They said, well, we can't really fix a seatbelt, so we're sending the seatbelt out to a specialist. I was like, a specialist?
A specialist in Sweden?
Who, like Harvey Keitel is going to come in and fix it? Like, what man on the, like, who has that job of seatbelt specialist?
Well, someone like, might have that, Sheila.
Well, that's a lie. Then he started with the lies. So it was just like.
Oh, so now your stunt meter is up.
My stunt meter is.
We've seen this in you, that once you even suspect that someone is lying to you, then everything they say is a lie.
Everything he said was a lie. So then he said, you know, the specialist can't fix it. And I was doing drive-bys. I was like literally stalking my own car. Like a couple times I just went in there and I looked, I saw that seatbelt on the other seat. Like, isn't it supposed to be a Harvey Keitel, like the seatbelt specialist? Like, what's going on here?
But the day that you called me, you told me you drove by the place and your car was missing. You did.
Well, what did you suspect they were doing with your car?
Okay. Disappeared.
All right, wait.
Using it to run drugs up from Mexico or something?
Okay, no joke. Okay, so then it's just untenable. Oh, then, by the way, I'm renting a car, which is costing me money.
Yeah.
And then finally, I just lied to them. I said, listen, I need that car on Saturday. I'm going out of town. And that car better be ready.
So if they're going to lie to you, you're going to lie right back.
Yeah. Don't worry. We found the seatbelt, like black market, but it's going to be expensive. I said, I don't care how much it costs. Just get that seatbelt. Taking the car on Saturday. So that's when I did a drive-by and I saw the shop was completely closed up and my car was missing. So I called Monica, of course.
As if I could help her.
She's a seatbelt expert and
car locator.
And I said, my car is missing from the lot and I don't know what I'm going to do now. I said, something fishy is going on. And Monica said, don't worry, they're probably working on it inside the garage. I said, they're not working on it. Next thing I know, 30 seconds later, I'll just say the idiot from the front office who...
That's nice. Okay.
Was basically lying to me. Okay. Called me. He said, your car is ready. That's all he said. I go, my car is ready?
I thought it was missing.
I said, okay. I go to Monica. Monica, I gotta go. My car is ready. And I walk in and it's just like deserted. And all of a sudden my car appears. He was working on it in the garage and his girlfriend is there. And it's a very creepy scene. I mean,
what is creepy about that?
Well, so then he goes, well, Sheila, I just want to tell you something about the seatbelt. And I look at him, he goes, that order, that special order for the seatbelt, it was canceled late last night.
Oh.
I go, you? I started in on this guy. I said, you got to be kidding me. Now I'm yelling so loud that the girlfriend in the office, she's like eating In-N-Out burger. She starts coming out and she's just watching me go ballistic, which I felt I had a right to. He goes, that right there is the old seatbelt. We've just kind of rigged it. I go, rigged it?
They could have done that 3 weeks ago. They could have rigged it.
So I get in the car, airbag, you know, the airbags don't work. I go, the airbag light is going on, airbag malfunction. He goes, maybe it's the passenger airbag. And then I got out of the car and I went crazy.
Then you went crazy? It sounded like you'd already gone crazy.
No.
What happened then?
What did I tell you to do? Just drive away. Drive away from the situation.
That is good advice, Monica.
I said, just go with the broken seatbelt.
That's what you told me. And then I tried to just drive away dramatically, and I realized he'd closed the gate just enough, so I hit the gate.
That is dramatic. That'll show him.
I had to get out, and of course, the seatbelt didn't work. So I had to, and you know, there was one time the seatbelt worked. He showed me. So I'm walking away. I'm just sweating profusely. I mean, it just, so, okay. Then Christian, the Swede, starts calling me. Oh, Sheila, please call. Please call. I ignore all their phone calls. It's like a boyfriend. It's like a bad boyfriend. So then finally, I calm down. I call Christian. He goes, Sheila, I just want you to know we really looked for that seatbelt. And I said, you know what? I don't know anymore, Christian.
I think we should start seeing other people.
I said, I don't know what to say to you. Oh, and as I'm driving out dramatically or trying to, he goes, you owe us for the tires. I said, fill me.
This really does seem like a lot of drama for something that could be simple.
It could have been simple. I don't know what to tell you. I just feel like, you know,
they kept your car for 3 weeks and they kept telling you the seatbelt was coming from Sweden.
Thank you.
And it wasn't coming from Sweden.
Thank you, Monica.
They really had it for 3 weeks? Wow.
3 weeks.
Yeah. Okay. No wonder you were so mad.
So I actually swallowed my pride a little bit and I apologized to Christian. I said, you know, I don't know who that kid is in the front office, but the old guy is missing. I said, I don't know what to tell you, Christian. I used to trust you. And we had a heart-to-heart talk. He said, why don't you come in and we'll fix the seatbelt so at least you can wear it around
house or something?
Around as a belt for your bathrobe? What?
Okay. Well, that's not very satisfying.
It's not satisfying. I'm still on the lookout for a Saab 9.3 convertible, driver's seat convertible. Mm-hmm. I have put in the shout out there.
Okay.
The other thing that happened this week is in my fluster, I went shopping at Vons, our local supermarket, and I left my wallet in the shopping cart.
Ooh.
And I picked up a lot of things and got home, and it wasn't until 10 o'clock that night that I realized my wallet was missing. And you can imagine the scene at 10 p.m.
Well, yes, because if the previous situation created as much drama as it did, yeah, I can imagine.
I was in my, you know, my pajamas and like a trench coat and a bad headband, wild-eyed. I mean,
with your seatbelt flapping in the wind.
I said,
running up and down the aisles at Vons.
Please tell me you have a black pouch in the safe, please. He opened that safe, and there was my wallet, completely intact, everything in it, not a thing missing. And he said, I need some identification. And, of course, I knew looked nothing like my pictures because this was post-seatbelt. I really looked like, you know, Shirley MacLaine. I mean, I just want to thank the person who found my wallet at Vons.
That's see, nice. Sheila, that should really, I mean, see, not everybody lies, Sheila. People restore your faith in humanity.
Yes, Julie, it did. It really helped. Mm-hmm. And so that was what happened to me. And I finally got back to, filling in. And Liz, I didn't know about the Supreme Court decision either.
Okay.
And
I, well, that doesn't totally surprise me either.
But I did notice a couple things.
What? About the Supreme Court decision?
No, it has nothing to do with that, Liz. I just want to mention this trend that I see happening. Uh-huh. I'm talking about Alec Baldwin and his new wife. The irony is not lost. Her name is Hilaria Thomas.
Yeah.
She's 28. What? He's 54?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she's a yoga instructor. Now, It a month ago, before my car started happening, when I was feeling good and life was optimistic, I was at Whole Foods. And it was there that I saw another slightly paunchy, slightly washed up actor who we used to love, Bradley Whitford.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Now, I noticed that he was walking behind a rather tall, statuesque, thin, very buff woman who was carrying the groceries.
Okay.
Who was wearing the pants or carrying the groceries, as they say. And he gave me a look. I mean, I noticed a sad look in his eyes, like, help me, please help me. Now, she's a yoga instructor. Not only is she a yoga instructor, she's like the premier yoga teacher in Pasadena. She was Leanne's teacher.
Oh, right. She has mentioned that.
Well, I heard Alec Baldwin's wife is like the hip yoga teacher in New York.
Yes. This is what I see. This is like the reverse of the controlling male. Both men have taken up yoga. Do you know this?
No.
Both men are
just
desperately trying to lose weight. Yes. Bradley Whitford looked nothing like his former self when I saw him. He was...
And neither did you and Bob the other night.
It can happen.
Just remember that.
Maybe he lost his wallet or something.
So you you're thinking these older, washed-up actors are, like, desperately trying to cling to their youth?
Yes, and by the way, Bradley Whitford, I've done some research, has now, he's a certified yoga instructor.
Oh, okay.
I mean, but he
when you say you've been doing research on Bradley Whitford, what does that mean?
I know that it takes, like, 5 million hours to be a yoga instructor, so what I'm going back now, I'm turning back the clock. He could have been getting certification while he was married to Jane Kaczmarek.
Okay.
This is... Okay. This is a good issue to spend a lot of time thinking about.
So I want people to... The next overweight, in his 50s, balding actor who marries a yoga instructor, this is the thing now. They're trying... The women... Those women are running them.
Uh-huh.
And we will see. I will keep you posted.
Well, what do you think their prospects for a long-term happy?
Oh, it's going to blow up. It's going to blow over. I mean, it's a downward dog. I mean, it's a downward slope when you marry a yoga instructor, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be hard to keep up with. I think
it's hard to keep up with for anyone. Okay, that's it, girls.
Okay, wow. What an exhausting week you've had. I only went to Argentina and back. I didn't have to do any of that.
I just went baby. I didn't do much. Yeah.
No, I had a busy week last week, but Sheila, I missed you because I was in your neighborhood.
I know.
But you were engaged. That's right. I was in Santa Monica last week, so I was in California for the whole week, visiting mom and dad. Nice week. We had 3 wonderful visits with dad. I read him the paper. We had lunch together. Wednesday morning at the care facility where he's living, Tuesday morning, they have belly dancing.
I saw that was coming up, Monica.
That's hard to imagine.
No, I not only imagined it, I witnessed it. And it's a real belly dancer. And she has flowing scarves, and she has a belt that's all jingly jangly things hanging off the belt, and she brings a couple of belts with her to put on, you know, the people that live there, the other residents of the facility. And dad looked at me, well, he was pretty relieved when he saw mom and I coming through the door. He looked at me, he said, I'm not having any of that. I said, okay, dad, you don't have to have any of that. But we had a very nice week together. So I think he's settling in pretty well. It's just a beautiful place. And everyone that works there is very kind, very loving. One day we came in from lunch and he got a big piece of chocolate cake, which he liked. And so it was just a really nice week. And Liz, thank you for your hospitality.
I know you were here in my place. So I just want to be clear when you say that you were in Santa Monica this week, that we all knew you were here. It's for listeners that you're explaining that, but we all knew you were here and you were staying at my place. So it worked out okay.
Yeah, it was great. And I realized when I left, I didn't even leave you like a thank you note or anything. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I was hoping there would be a little eensy weensy bit of food in the refrigerator.
I know.
Like Monica might have said, oh, you know what? Liz is going to get home from 10,000 miles away. Maybe I'll leave her a little snack. But that's okay. It's okay. No, I didn't leave any food for you. Why should you leave food for me? It's fine.
You're right. I ate every crumb you had in the refrigerator, and I found some things. I found those little popcorn snacks. I enjoyed those at night.
Well, it is funny that because I've been away so much and you guys have been here, like, helping take care of mom and dad, I think Julie and Monica, you have both spent more time in my home in the month of June than I did. So thank you very much.
That's a very nice place.
Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, do we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life. aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
No kidding. I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going. Oh. Like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the Mega Moisture Duo.
Yes.
You can literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria Algae Body Oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria Collagen Body Oil. Youthful, yeah. Liz. Your youthful yeah. glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SADSISTERS. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea. Liz, you know we love talking about FrameBridge, don't we?
We do. because there are just so many fun things to frame, Leon, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting FrameBridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing. To get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah, any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leon, they have already frame-bridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the FrameBridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and FrameBridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but FrameBridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds like...
But you're going to be happy, okay? That's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit FrameBridge.com or see a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's FrameBridge.com. Thanks, FrameBridge.
Yeah, you could use a little more food in that place, though. I'm surprised you could find anything, Monica. I really go to cabinets. I was looking for a cracker one night. Couldn't.
No. Liz doesn't have crackers.
I don't have crackers. No.
She doesn't do.
In my diet group, Julie, as environmental control. I know you know what I mean, but like, if you don't want to eat crackers, don't buy crackers, right? So I don't keep anything in the house that I could actually eat. That's, you know. Because why? If I don't want to eat it, I shouldn't have it here. So
okay.
If you want to eat it, feel free to bring it in when you're here. I'm not
trying. Monica was just providing some environmental control for you.
Okay, but I did have a lot of time last week to read the paper because Mom and I went down to the beach in the afternoon. You know, it was quite a nice little vacation for me. And Sheila and other sisters, I saw this story in the New York Times and I thought, well, this is good. It's called, it's sort of Beauty Secrets on the Cheap. So it's trading brand names for homemade, which I'm all about cheap. Because I don't have any money. So the first one is like, how do you get the perfect mess beach hair? Because, you know, that's the thing now, to have, like, the perfect beach hair that looks like you've spent the day in the ocean, you know, down by the beach. So you can buy this this spray for $20. It's called a Perfect Mess Beach Hair. And it said it's a styling spray to create the tousled hair that looks as if you spent the afternoon swimming in the ocean or playing paddleball on the beach. So that's the expensive option. Now, on the cheap side, if you want to get that look, this is what they suggest. Swim in the ocean or play paddleball on the beach.
That's an excellent suggestion. Probably a lot more entertaining.
Right, which is free. Some of these, I think, I mean, I have to think that the beauty editor of New York Times meant this to be a little bit tongue-in-cheek. So, but they did recommend, if you want that beach texture, you can create your own surf spray. And so what you do is you mix one part sea salt, three parts water in a spray bottle, then you add some vanilla bean and lavender oil, and you spray it on your hair, okay? So basically, it's just spraying your hair with salt water. Okay. We'll give you that beach look, so I could do that every night if I wanted to waste my salt on my hair.
Need some suntan lotion in that mixture, too, because, right?
Julie, wait till you hear the next suggestion. So the next suggestion is about how can you get, you know, dry shampoo. It's so convenient, but it's also very expensive. They have this bottle here. It's like $18. So on the cheap, they say, for the benefits of dry shampoo without the cost, they suggest that you add baby powder to an olive oil spray.
Really?
I'm
well,
sorry.
Didn't the lab rats test this dry shampoo one time? And I thought you found, like, cheap dry shampoo at a Rite Aid or something.
We did, but you know, this is the New York Times, Liz.
Yeah,
they're not hawking brands that are Rite Aid. Okay.
So taking the Pam spray with olive oil, and you're spraying that on your hair with a little baby powder. Is that
what you see where I'm going, Julie? How can that look good? How can that clean your hair? Now, this hairdresser also said that he suggests using peanut oil and baby powder because he said
your hair would stink, Monica.
I know, no, but this is, he said peanuts are an incredible source of protein. Well, not when you spray it on your hair. I mean, you don't just like spray protein on your hair. Okay, so that's dry shampoo. They also said when you want an astringent shampoo, you should use pineapple juice. So now you got to have the olive oil, the peanut oil, the baby powder, the pineapple juice.
The lavender oil. This is adding up. This is getting expensive now.
The sea salt. They did say that if you stick with the baby powder, you can also use it to freshen your old sneakers. But here is the most ridiculous suggestion.
Okay.
And this is how to get, this is an inexpensive blush and lip tint.
Okay.
Now, you can spend $29 for Benefit Cosmetics, and they have this sheer waterproof stain, and you're supposed to use it on your cheeks and your lips. But on the cheap, they suggest, seriously, roasting some beets. Do you see where I'm going here?
Okay.
Buy yourself some beets. Roast them in, roast some for dinner, and then keep a few extra on the side. They said dip your fingers in the roast beet juice, and you can use that as a lip stain. And then they suggest, like, rubbing the beets on your cheeks.
Oh, my God. Okay. I thought you were going to say, like, a cherry popsicle or something. That would stain your lips? Because that works. But
it would be the same thing. I think beets might be cheaper, actually. But there you go. Roast beets. Got a lot of kitchen stuff. Just, trading brand names for homemade.
Wow, okay.
I want someone to try that. I want someone to take those beets. Monica, can you roast up some beets and actually experiment to see?
You know, today I was at the farmer's market, and they had a little sample of this one place, had a little sample of beet salad, and I considered just rubbing them on my cheeks and lips.
Salad.
By the way, if you're wondering what happened to Sheila, she dropped off the line here. So we'll just have to keep going. But I'm sure Sheila would have some opinions on applying beets to your face if she were still on the line.
Right. Sheila would be opposed to just roasting the beets in the first place.
Why did they stop there? Why not have some like blueberries for some nice blue eyeshadow or something?
Julie, try it out. Give it a whirl.
All right.
Report back next week.
Give it a whirl. Although one thing I'd say, when I went away last week, I have this little food feeder thing, this automatic feeder for Kitty, for the cat food. And I had to laugh because I went to, here's two reasons why I love Kitty. Well, first of all, I had to empty out some magazines. They were in a paper bag, and I put them in the recycler in the garage. And I guess I left, like, it was just a big paper grocery bag on the table there. And the next day when I came home, Kitty was sound asleep on the paper bag.
So she's very adaptable, Kitty. Kitty is just this cat that wandered into Monica's life and has lived in her garage for a while now. And you have a very nice relationship, but she's never been in the house, right?
Right. She doesn't come in the house. But it's just so cute to see your cat. Well, I call her my cat now. Just asleep on a paper bag, enjoying the paper bag.
She thought it was a present, no doubt.
She torn it up a little bit. Okay, so then I had to buy her cat food, more cat food. And I go to the store, and, I bought the high-priced food one time, and she didn't like it. Then I tried sort of the medium-priced food. She didn't like that. She likes the cheapest food you can find.
Kind of cat, Monica.
What? The more? She's like, she likes junk food. Like, the oranger the kibble is, the more she likes it. So I found this brand. I mean, I just found this bag. It was called Frisky's Griller's Blend. And it's like there's a picture on the front of this cat who looks like they're vacationing in a national park. But they're by a barbecue. And it's like on the barbecue, it's like charcoal, old-fashioned fire ring. And it's like they're grilling up kibble. So I got her this cheap Griller's blend, and she is insane for this stuff. She loves it. So it's Kitty's summer grilling of the kibble. Just a faux grilled kibble that she loves.
Very nice.
In the cat food business, how do they even come up with that? Like, they're just sitting around now. What would a cat like? They'd like a barbecue.
They would. I mean, it's the summer, man. Start grilling.
All right. Well, moving on. I did want to give everyone an update on our fitness challenge. Monica, I know you were participating in this. We all signed up for a Satellite Sisters fitness challenge for 3 months, ending July 14th. And it's the Nike Plus software that you can sign up for online. And it was working really well for about six weeks into the challenge. Right, Monica? You were finding it very motivating.
Challenge was working well, and I was paying attention to it. Yes.
And Julie, you signed up too. Did you get into it?
I did. I finally cracked the code to figure out.
it was complicated, Julie.
Yes, well, it's not supposed to be that complicated, but it was. But we had more than 100 Satellite Sisters signed up to do this with us. And the goal was we would all finish July 14th, and the top three finishers, we were going to interview them on the show. Well, if you're in the challenge, you've no doubt noticed that the people in charge of Nike Plus online decided to use the month of June and obviously July to fix everything and redo the website. So all of the standings have just disappeared. They had originally told us that it would all be back within a few days, but it's now been more than a few weeks have gone by and they're not back. So we don't know what to tell you. We have no inside knowledge about what's going on there or when it will all be back. I guess we have to all just sort of pay attention. And once it's back and up and running, we're just going to start new. Okay? We'll just start new. But keep up with your miles because it will keep tracking. And someday we'll probably see who were the winners as of July 14th. And we promise to follow through with the prizes if we ever find out who the winners were. But if you're struggling with it and you're trying to figure out why you can't figure out, it's because it's gone. So don't beat yourselves up. Enjoy.
My only hope is that I think they're hard at work at Nike and perhaps they're going to make it much more user-friendly when it returns.
Yes.
Great.
They've said that's what their goal is. They sent us an email about it. So anyway, I know that a lot of people on the Satellite Sisters Facebook group have been sort of comparing notes about what happened. Did you make it work? Did you make it? Anyway, it's not working, right? That's the short answer is it's not working, and we don't know when it's going to be working again. So that's that. Once it's working again, we'll all hit the streets again.
Yeah.
And that'll be good.
Good. Good for me.
Yes.
Because I have sort of lost my motivation. Without seeing the results every day and seeing it compared to other people and seeing my standings, I haven't been as good as
diligent as you might.
No.
No, me neither. So anyway, so we'll be coming back to that. And then the last thing I want to say is just remind people that there are lots of ways you can listen to Satellite Sisters. You probably download the show from iTunes. That's what most people do. But we have an iPhone app that you can get the information for that at satellitesisters.com. We have an Android app, which is even easier. You can download that at the Android App Store, at the Amazon Store for Android apps. And also there's another app called Stitcher Radio, which I now have on my phone, and I like that one the best. It's the easiest, and it's free, and Satellite Sisters is always there for you. Plus, Leon's show, Chaos Chronicles, is always there for you if you want it on Stitcher. So just thought I'd let people know there are more ways than ever to take your Satellite Sisters with you on the go. Okay, so I am staycationing all week, right? I mentioned this last week on the show.
Liz, you must be so happy to be home.
I am so happy, so happy. So this week I have nothing in particular penciled in. I had mentioned on last week's show with Leon that I was debating between getting a lot of work done at home because I have some items on the punch list that could use a little attention versus just totally being on vacation. And I've decided to try to blend the two. The one home task, which I'm really going to try to follow through on, is the dryer vent cleaning. I don't know why it feels to me like that is the most urgent, but it just does. So I'm going to go with that feeling. And then the rest of the time, I'm hoping to spend some time at the beach, catch up on some movies. Oh, and we still get a lot of books at the Satellite Sisters P.O. Box, which we read and review occasionally on the blog or on the show. So even though I have loads of very serious books around that I could read, I've decided I think the one I'm going to read is the one I left for you, Monica. You may recall Gigi Lavange Grazer. Her last book was called The Starter Wife.
You left that book for me, but I picked up another one you left for me.
Oh, which one? Yes, Chef?
Yes, Chef, about Marcus Samuelson. Yeah, which I'm enjoying.
Okay, that's great. Well, Gigi's new book, so she was the author of The Starter Wife, which was a trashy novel that then was made into a trashy TV movie. So this is a follow-up to that. It's called The Afterwife.
And Liz, that is the perfect book.
Yes.
Vacation book, Liz.
Yeah. On the back, it says things like, Jackie Collins with a sense of humor. Okay, I like that. Gleefully naughty. That sounds good. A hip, clever story that will have you laughing from the gut. So I am going with this, at least at the beginning of the week, before I dig into anything more thoughtful or serious. So that's my plan for the week. And you guys doing anything interesting? Julie, on the lookout for babies, no doubt.
Yes, that's going to be my number one thing. I have to go check on my baby. I go stare in that big bay window. Sure. That kid is okay.
All right. And thank you so much. We've gotten a lot of really nice email and posts on the Satellite Sisters Facebook group. Those of you who have heard us talk about our parents on the shows recently and the fact that our father has Alzheimer's and we're going through all the transitions that come with that. So it's incredibly thoughtful of you to write so often. And we know that a lot of you have been through this experience as well. So any experience you share with us really, really helps us get through this. So I just want to say on behalf of all of us that we're very grateful to everyone who has reached out to us. And other than that, just everybody have a great week. Enjoy the 4th of July. I think of it as my dog's least favorite day of the year, but in every other way, the 4th of July is excellent. And don't forget, call your Satellite Sister.